Welcome to our Holden Village podcast. For over 50 years now, Holden Village has traveled a rich history of faith that has transformed a copper mining town into a vibrant place of education, programming, and worship. Holden has sought to welcome all who seek contemplation and community in the remote wilderness of the beautiful Cascade Mountains. We continue to invite people of all ages to come alongside our rhythms, which inspire and equip travelers for a sustainable life of faith outside the village. And we continue to listen and reflect on our story and history and seek to discover our place in God's creative mission in our world. Our podcasts are a way of sharing our conversations with our teaching faculty around reformation, the reforming of our relationships with the earth, with each other, and with the divine. Let's tune in and join the conversation.
Hi, my name is Deshaun Weeks, and I'm a visual artist. I work mainly in drawing and painting, and also I teach drawing and painting at St. Olaf College in Northfield, Minnesota. This summer, I started on a new project in my studio, and I've been working on drawings inspired by conversations with people who live in my neighborhood. And I've lived in Northfield for 3.5 years, and I realized this summer I was thinking about my neighbors, and I thought, I really don't know my neighbors that well. I know some of them. I have a little list that I keep in a cupboard where I write down their names when I learn them so I can remember the kids' names and the parents' names. But I don't know much beyond that, and I wanted to do some sort of a drawing project as a way to get to know my neighbors more. And I was inspired partly by Jesus' command to love your neighbor as yourself, so I was thinking about that a little bit and feeling a little guilty that I'm not a very good neighbor. So beginning in June, I just made a point of trying to engage with my neighbors more. I was spending a little bit more time in the yard working the garden, and then in the evening, instead of, you know, sitting inside, I would maybe sit outside in the front yard. So I was just more available, more visible in the neighborhood. Also, we have some neighbors from Kenya with 5 kids, and the parents work a lot. They work every evening. And so we had them, the kids, over for homemade ice cream and strawberries. So it's been fun to get to know them. Anyway, it's been really enjoyable to get to know my neighbors, and it's been easier than I thought. And so I've been making a series of drawings based on conversations with my neighbors. And I've told them about my project, and I have some questions that I ask them. And then I've made drawings based on some of their thoughts to my questions. And there'll be a link to my website here that you can look at to see the drawings. My description will make a lot more sense if you take a look at the drawings. So go ahead and do that. It's at michonweeks.com. Anyway, the first couple drawings I want to talk about are drawings of tractors, and they're inspired by a conversation with my neighbor Laura, and she grew up on a farm in St. Ansgar, Iowa. She's a young adult. She works for a seed company in Minnesota, and she told me all about her family in Iowa, and her heart is really back on the farm. She would like to someday farm again, but her family owns just 300 acres, so that's a challenge. And one of the questions I asked her, among many, is I said, what is your most prized possession? And she told me all about these tractors, a John Deere 60, John Deere 4440, and a John Deere 720. Now, those numbers meant nothing to me, even though I grew up around Waterloo, Iowa, which is where the John Deere, all these tractors were manufactured. So she told me all about them, and they belonged to her grandfather and her father, and they now belong to her. And so I researched these tractors, and then I made some drawings. And the first drawing that we're looking at has 3 tractors, and they're drawn on a grid of lines, and they're kind of in a silhouette, and they have numbers on them to indicate, but they are based on specific tractors. And then the other drawing of the tractor is on green paper, and it says John Deere 60 on it. It's a grid of dots. And for both of these, I made a grid of either lines or dots, and then the challenge then is to try to create a tractor within that grid of lines or within the grid of dots by making horizontal and vertical marks. It's kind of like a puzzle for me, a challenge. I like working that way. And they're just ordinary objects, and you might ask, one common question that people have about these are, why do you draw this way? Why are they drawn on a grid? And for me, it's just a way, that abstracting is a way to focus on the idea and to really reveal a sense of wonder in ordinary objects so that it almost looks transfigured. And then just, you know, just making transformations, alterations to the perspective, the shape, the scale, patterning, as a way to sort of merge the boundary between everyday life and things that are deeply symbolic. So that's my style that I work in, and that's why I work that way. One of the cool things about my conversation with Laura is that I learned we have some things in common, and so it's deepened our friendship as neighbors. We're both originally from Iowa. She loves tractors. Like I said, I grew up near Waterloo, Iowa, and my dad and my uncles actually worked at the John Deere factory. And when I researched these three tractors that she named to me, they all were manufactured there. So it was really a cool connection, and she's a good friend. I have three other drawings that I want to talk about based on conversations with my neighbor kids, a family originally from Kenya. And I talked to three of the seven children in the family in particular, three girls. And so I made some drawings based on conversations with them. The first drawing is a drawing with dots, and it says "On the Edge" on a t-shirt. And that's a drawing of my neighbor Jane, who's a college student. And she's really confident and really talkative, and I wanted to make the drawing express that feeling, just her strength and confidence. And then the second drawing, you'll see it's a grid of lines, and then it's got a silhouette of a head. Inside that head, there are words, and it says, "Olive, I know you by name, Exodus 33:17. And Olive is a really faithful Christian. Christian faith is important to their family. They you know, go to church every Sunday and are very committed. And she told me about this song that's really important to her. I asked her if she had any prized possessions, and she described a song to me. This song that says that God knows her by name is really important to her. So I made a drawing of that. And then the third drawing from this family is a drawing of Michelle. She's a six-year-old. And the drawing shows Michelle on her scooter. She's got one foot sort of kicking back. And I exaggerated the space so you can see that her one foot is large and one foot is smaller. I just like to play around with space. And I play around with the perspective so you can see kind of more than one side turned toward the picture plane. It's sort of an irregular way of looking at space. And again, it's just this abstraction to make the forms appear as if they're transfigured and to express this sense of wonder. Anyway, I'm excited to continue on with this project in August when I get back from Holden. I've got some other things planned with this project. The National Night Out is August 1st. In Northfield, we call it the Night to Unite. And David, my husband, and I are hosting a Night to Unite party on our block. So we're going to get to know more neighbors. It'll be a potluck. And I'm going to have a little pop-up garage door art show, not to show my work, but to show work of the neighborhood kids. So I'm going to have art materials available. And then I have these little magnets, and then they can put their artwork up on the garage door. And that'll be another way to get to know them better and also to build community in the neighborhood. So that's my project. I'll be continuing to put more drawings on my website, so go ahead and look at them if you're interested at michonweeks.com. That's michonweeks. And thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us for another Holden Village podcast. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information, or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.